Chapter 24, The Santa Rita Number 1, June 10th, 1923. As Pearl and the girls neared the house that evening, they saw Mosella on the porch, frantically waving a newspaper in the air. She was so excited, she didn't wait for Pearl to get out of her car. She ran to the first car of the caravan.
The Santa Rita! We're rich! We're rich! We're rich, Pearl!
Pearl grabbed the paper and squealed. Mosella, are you saying what I think you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah! Amen, and all that jazz. Mr. Frank called while you were gone.
On May 28, 1923, the headline story of the San Angelo Daily Standard afternoon paper read, Big Lake reports good oil showing. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Pearl threw her arms around Mosella. It's amazing what a little bit of faith can bring, Mosella.
Yes, ma'am. Matthew 17, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
Arm in arm, the two friends danced their way to the house. The next day, the Santa Rita Number 1 gushed twice, and by Wednesday, the well settled into a routine of flowing once a day, with each head of oil gushing greater than the previous one. Santa Rita, the patron saint of impossible things, had come through. God had heard their prayers, and their dreams had come true. A few days later, the San Angelo Daily Standard announced, Five heads of oil showing. The buzz was spreading everywhere, and West Texas was on fire with excitement. On the next Sunday, the Orient Railroad ran a special 85-mile ride from San Angelo to the Santa Rita well site. Miss Pearl bought all her girls a ticket for the train's special run to Big Lake, and on June 10, 1923, they joined the 1,000 other people who journeyed to see that black Texas gold spewing out of the ground. It is amazing how an event like this can bring an entire community together. Prosperity was coming to West Texas, and everyone at the train station was celebrating. The Lady Pearls looked lovely, as always, wearing soft-colored pastels, sun hats, and their favorite pearls. Mosella wore her best hat and Sunday dress. The girls found seats together toward the back of one of the cars. When they were in public, they were sure to recognize men they were not supposed to know. For this reason, the Lady Pearls always kept to themselves and avoided eye contact with anyone but each other. The passengers were buzzing with excitement as the train made its way to Big Lake, Texas, blowing smoke from the great steam engine stack. Throughout the train ride, every time the engineer blew the whistle, people cheered, and Pearl and Mosella experienced chill bumps all over their bodies. 85 miles later, the Orient train finally arrived at the Santa Rita Number 1. The air was filled with the smell of sulfur, much like the smell of rotten eggs. There were horses, wagons, and cars everywhere. Professors from the Texas University in Austin, ranchers, farmers, and oilmen from miles around had come to witness the Santa Rita displaying her riches buried deep below the earth. Around the base of the derrick, the rich, thick blackness had spilled onto what once was referred to as useless, barren ground. The West Texas land in Big Lake was painting quite a different picture now and did not look so worthless to anyone anymore.
When's it supposed to blow?
Somebody said it usually spews oil between 2 and 3 o'clock.
It's almost 3 now.
The hour of 3 o'clock came and went, and 4 o'clock did the same. Over 1,000 people had come to see the show, yet some showed doubt about seeing anything at all. Since the 60-foot oil derrick was only 175 feet from the track, some of the people decided to go back into the comfort of the train to look out the window. The anticipation of an elegant woman making her entrance is always a thrill. The Santa Rita was fashionably late. When she finally decided to show herself to the crowd, she was spectacular. At 4:40 p.m. on June 10, 1923, the earth trembled and hissed, shaking so hard in Big Lake, Texas, that some feared it was the end of the world. Most of the people gasped. A few even screamed. Then from the depths of the earth, a deafening roar sounded, followed by a burst of black crude oil that blew like a massive champagne bottle that had just popped its cork. The crowd was spellbound, watching the oil spray above the derrick and then drift hundreds of yards across the prairie. With the exception of a few oil men, no one there had ever heard or witnessed a spectacle like this before. The display lasted nearly 45 minutes, punctuated with hundreds of oohs and ahs, cheers and applause. People had to shout to be heard, but most were silent. West Texas history that would affect generations to come was being made. One man commented,
"There is no question but that this is an oil well. All speculation counter to this is now wiped out."
In Austin and College Station, the institutions were looking at West Texas with different eyes. In 1876, an endowment of millions of acres in the West Texas region had been granted by the state of Texas to the University of Texas in Austin and the Texas Agricultural and Mechanical College in College Station, some called Texas A&M. Any proceeds as a result from oil, gas, sulfur, and water royalties discovered on the endowment would go to these institutes of higher learning. Until now, the barren land in West Texas had been considered insignificant. But the Santa Rita was telling a different story. Representatives from Austin and College Station had also come to the site that day with a new attitude. Everyone who witnessed the Santa Rita blowing high in the sky sensed prosperity and new beginnings, like the day someone yelled Eureka after finding gold in California. The word itself means "I found it," and in Big Lake, Texas, they surely had. Witnesses to the Santa Rita No. 1 that day went away with an exciting tale to tell for the rest of their lives. No doubt none of them ever forgot it. By 5:30, the passengers had returned to their seats on the Orient Railroad. On the train heading east to San Angelo, the Lady Pearl sat together talking excitedly about the events of the day.
"That was absolutely the bee's knees."
Mosella and her longtime friend smiled at each other with silent appreciation. Although no words were spoken, both women understood each other. Mosella wondered what the people on the train might think if they knew that she would soon be reaping benefits as an investor in the Santa Rita No. 1. Victoria Pearl saw by the warm glow of the land that the sun was preparing to say farewell to a perfectly memorable day. Contemplating events from the last 2 years, she remembered the telegram from Madeline, the meeting with Frank Pickrell in Fort Worth, and the deadlines for drilling on time. She recalled the challenges of the equipment breaking down, the skeptics, the tenacity, and now finally, the reward. Pearl smiled, imagining what it must have been like to watch Frank Pickrell climb to the top of the derrick and sprinkle the blessed rose petals from the top as he christened her the Santa Rita after the patron saint of impossible things. Suddenly, Pearl thought of an unusual analogy. Mosella, after what we saw today, it occurs to me that the Santa Rita experience is like a good lover. Think about it. Think about how the drilling tool penetrates the earth patiently and deliberately until it reaches the magic spot that oilmen call the pay. When the tool finally reaches that perfectly glorious spot, Mother Earth trembles and shakes and lets out a roar of ecstasy as she brings forth hidden treasures deep inside. Just like any good woman, she is always willing to give if you have the patience it takes to explore her sacred mysteries.
Miss Pearl, only you could think of something like that.
This is just the beginning, Mosella. West Texas is about to become the land of milk and honey, and we are going to be ready to entertain the gentlemen callers when it does. Today is a good day for Miss Pearl's Parlor.
Chugga woo woo, chugga chugga choo choo choo. They boarded the train down in San Angelo. Thank you. choo-choo-choo. They got on the train.